Hello and welcome in to the Sight and Sound Technology Podcast. My name is Stuart Lawler and this is episode number 30. Thank you, as always, for downloading and subscribing to our podcast. We love to hear from you. And if you'd like to get in touch, you can send an email to podcast@sightandsound.co.uk. That's the address to get in touch with. And coming up today, we're speaking with Amy Hines-Fitzpatrick from Scope Eye Care about a really interesting initiative called the 6-Minute Lockdown. Stay tuned. It's coming up in just a moment. There's no doubt it's been a tough 8 or 9 months, hasn't it? I think it was middle of March that I started working from home. And just after that, we went into the first major lockdown here in Ireland. The UK followed suit. And whilst we did come out of it in June and we got through the summer, we're back into lockdown again. Although thankfully, at least over here, our cases are going in the right direction. It's been a tough year for charities as well, who've been trying to fundraise, and for the companies and corporates who support them. Now, Scope Eye Care have been doing something really innovative over the last few weeks that caught my attention. It's called the 6-Minute Lockdown, and Amy Hines-Fitzpatrick, friend of the podcast, and she's been on the show before, but Amy Hines-Fitzpatrick from Scope Eye Care joins me today to tell us all about it. Amy, welcome back to the podcast. Great to have you back again.
Thank you so much, Stuart. Delighted to be back.
I came across this on social media last Friday, and I was really taken by it, and I got in touch with you. And you're kind of challenging us all maybe to do something a little bit outside of our comfort zone. Can you tell us a little bit about where this idea came from?
Of course. So as you said, I work for Scope Eye Care, which is a family-run healthcare company here in Ireland, but we operate across the UK and the US as well. And I consider myself to have the best job in the company in that I look after our charity partnerships and engaging our staff with different initiatives. And our partners are Child Vision in Ireland and the Royal Society for Blind Children in the UK. And we're in the process of identifying a US charity partner at the moment. And as you can imagine, this year, at the start of the year, we had wonderful plans in terms of charitable activities and how we were going to try and support the partners. And all of that changed on March 11th here in Ireland and then subsequently in the UK and the US as well. But we stayed in touch with our partners and have been doing different activities and, you know, checking in to see how the children and the families using their services are getting on. And I remember being on a call with the partners one day and they said, well, they reminded me, because I'm legally blind myself, they reminded me that sometimes people with sight loss and sensory disabilities are isolated by their disability on a daily basis. And for many children who have sight loss along with multiple disabilities, they live in a somewhat permanent state of lockdown. Mm. And for me, there was something about that statement that I kind of felt a thump in my heart and I started to get excited about the possibility of doing something special around awareness and fundraising for the partners this side of the year. So the idea is very simple. It's that most of us spent at least 6 months in lockdown this year. The isolation has affected us all in very many different ways. But for those of us with sight loss and children with sight loss in particular, it's a very different type of isolation. And what we're hoping that people will do is that they will donate 6 minutes of their time to this campaign. And it's really simple. The first thing they do is if you're sighted, you blindfold yourself and complete an everyday task. You invite your friends and family to donate to the GoFundMe page and you share your experience using the hashtag 6-Minute Lockdown. And as you mentioned, you saw my video on Friday, so I obviously didn't wear a blindfold for my 6-Minute Lockdown. What I decided to do was to do something that I wouldn't be doing on a daily basis, and that was driving. And it was so much fun, a top speed of 11 kilometres an hour.
It's a great, great, and it's on your social media page as well. So it's a great piece. I suppose I'm thinking, Amy, and you mentioned there about the fact of most of us being in 6 months lockdown. And I think, you know, a lot of people have spoken very openly about how it did affect their mental health. I mean, I know I had days where I found it really tough. And I think sometimes that's, you know, working from home as well, having less of maybe a boundary and thinking in some respects, will this thing ever end? Isn't that right?
100%. And I suppose many of us are very lucky, like myself and yourself, Stuart, we're still working, which has been absolutely fantastic. And we have our lives and routines together to a certain extent, and they've just been interrupted. But it is very important to be able to stand back and say, you know what, it is hard. I'm struggling at the moment. And that's what I like about this campaign, in that it's almost a distraction for some people. So while it's only 6 minutes, the more you get involved, the more people you invite to get involved in it, it helps keep people connected. So across Scope, the majority of employees have already taken part. And even though we're so spread across the globe, and we haven't had a chance to see each other this year or since the pandemic hit, it's been a really nice way to keep us all connected, working on the same thing, and to, I suppose, to offer a bit of a distraction and something meaningful for us to engage with at such a tough time.
I took a look at another video today. I think one of your colleagues was playing rugby blindfolded, which was great. What have people who participated in it been saying to you? Because it must give them some little glimpse at some of the challenges that some of these tasks that lots of people might take for granted can maybe have for people with sight loss.
Yeah, 100%. And we went into it being very open and honest, saying, you know, we're not trying to simulate life with sight loss because it would be impossible to do that. Mm. But we are trying to give you a bit of an insight, as you said yourself, Stuart. So it's been a really eye-opening experience for people, no pun intended. But people have found it very humbling. And I suppose they've gained a greater understanding about why it's so important for us to partner with Child Vision and the RSBC. Because it's the big thing that people have taken away. We have a lot of parents in our company, is that the way in which you bring up a child with sight loss is quite different to how you would raise a child who doesn't have sight loss. And it's really given our employees a really good perspective in terms of, you have to think outside the box. You have to be quite prepared in terms of what you're going to be doing. And just a little bit more awareness around the things they take for granted, as you've said.
What about if there's people listening, and I'm sure there will be, with sight loss themselves? I mean, I'm thinking here, and we talked about this just a little bit prior to us starting this piece, about how maybe I could participate. And I'll openly say, Amy, and you know this, you've known each other for many years, I'm not a great cook. I'm wondering, should I try to cook up something that would be challenging for me and video it? Would you like me to do that and put it on social media?
This is now a sign of success. Stuart Lawler is participating. and everyone's going to hear it. Yes, I think that was wonderful. And a big part of this for me in creating the campaign was, yes, it's very important to raise funds, but it's also very important to send a message to the small Amys and Stuarts out there that there's a huge community across the world that really care about you and your future and your ability. So it would be so amazing to have more people with sight loss like myself and yourself take part. And look, we're not saying go out and run a marathon. Even the simplest little things like cooking, that seems like it'd be a great video, Stuart. And if you want to send it to me afterwards, I'm happy to edit it. Cooking, doing simple things like navigating different spaces. You know, I'll be doing some touch typing challenges with people who are sighted but will be wearing blindfolds.
Oh, brilliant.
Open to absolutely everyone to participate. And, you know, I've been saying to people, there's no right or wrong way to do it. Just do it respectfully and safely, and you'll get an awful lot out of it.
Yeah, absolutely. Safely is key, isn't it? So we don't want any accidents, and I need to be careful not to burn my whole building down. My neighbours won't be very happy if I do that. Amy, it's brilliant. I feel now I kind of have to do it. I've said we're going to do it on this podcast, so I'll go and do some cooking in the next few days. So we hope people will get in touch. 6 minute lockdown, give 6 minutes and post a video and ask your family and friends to go onto the GoFundMe page. And that's available through Scope, is that right? There's a link on your website?
It is. So if you go onto scopeicare.com, you'll find information about the 6 minute lockdown there. But another easy way to find the GoFundMe link is on any social media challenge. If you type in hashtag 6 minute lockdown, and that's the number six, you'll see the trend come up and some of the videos and the experiences that people have been having along with the GoFundMe page link.
All right, Amy, thank you very much for coming on and telling us about it. All the best of luck with the rest of the campaign, and stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a million, Stuart. Have a great day.
That was Amy Hines-Fitzpatrick there from Scope Eye Care. Thanks so much, Amy. I feel I need to go on and Google some recipes. What am I going to cook? Because I now have to do a video in the next couple of days and cook something and do it safely. You can sign up too. Remember, 6 minute lockdown. Go do it and make a big change to the charity partners with Scope Eye Care. That's just about it from this edition of our podcast, but we'll be back soon. Until then, stay safe and stay well. And goodbye.